Hello and welcome to the S Word Stuff segment. This is Stuff segment number 15. I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Witten.
I'm Chris Witt.
I'm Jennifer Lau.
And so we have a new person on the show, Jennifer. Oh, Jen, actually. Welcome to the show. I know we're not going to go through the usual stuff this time. We have a game show for you guys. We call this game Win Dom's Nerd Points. And basically what's going to happen is I'm going to read off a list of entries. And you guys are going to tell me whether these entries are DS games or porno titles. So I got this from the CAGcast. You can find that, you can find them at www.cheapassgamer.com. You can also listen to the CAGcast podcast. It's a really good show and I really enjoy it a lot. So let's go straight to round one. So remember, DS game or porno. I'm going to list one title and each of you, starting with Dom, then Chris, then Jen, just tell me whether you think it's a DS game or porno. At the very end of the four rounds, each round has five titles, I will tell you the total, and I'll tell you the totals between rounds as well. So the very first title is Candace Cane's Candy Factory.
Ooh, this one's a tough one, but I'm gonna go for porno.
Okay.
I'm going for DS game.
I think there's too much alliteration. It's gotta be a porno.
It is a DS game.
Oh!
Chris gets the first point.
Yeah.
Very good, Chris. Title number two is Magic Touch.
Ooh, this one's also close, but I'm sticking with porno.
DS game.
DS game?
It is a porno. Very good job, Dom. Okay, title number three, Julie Finds a Way.
You know, I think I'm just going to stay with porno.
I think that one's a porno, too.
It's
a DS game.
It is a DS game. Everyone's got points now.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Diva Girls, Divas on Ice.
Divas on Ice. This time I'm going to say DS game.
I think DS game also.
I think I'll stick with DS game as well.
Yeah, you guys all got it. It is a DS game. Man, that one's too easy for you guys. Okay, and the final title from round one is Felix Meets Felicity.
Porno.
Yeah, porno.
Don't break the streak!
DS game.
Oh. It is a DS game.
Oh,
so at the end of round one, Jen has 3 points. Chris, you have 2 points. And Dom, you also have 2 points. So don't worry, that's just round one. That's the easy round. Let's go to round two. You guys feeling like it's a little bit too hard? Think it's a little too easy? Okay. Round two. Babysitters.
Porno.
Yeah, porno.
Porno.
It is a porno. Man, that was too easy. Well, this is warming you up for round two.
Well, you can't keep it too hard for too long, Kevin, or it starts to hurt.
Yeah, I know. I'm...
That's what he said.
Number two is Babysitting Mania.
Babysitting Mania, huh? I'm going to say DS game for this one.
Yeah, DS game.
DS.
Yes, you are all correct. It is a DS game. Man, I thought you guys were going to get tripped up on Babysitters.
I was going to say it might be a sequel to...
A sequel to Babysitters?
Yeah.
The thing is that in porno, when you make a sequel, you just put a 2 or a 3 or whatever
correct.
After it.
That's true.
Okay. My Secret World.
Ooh, another toughie. I'm going to say DS game.
Porno.
DS game.
It is a DS game. Sorry, Chris. All right. Pop Town.
Pop Town. Porno.
Yeah, porno.
DS game.
It is a DS game.
Oh,
wow.
What the heck?
Jen has scored four titles in this round. The final title of this round is Radioactive.
Porno.
Is this a trick question? It's a DS game.
DS game.
It is a porno.
Yeah!
Are you serious?
Good job, Dom. So at the end of round two...
What's the plot of this Radioactive?
What? Who cares?
So at the end of round two... end of round two, Jen has 7 points. Dom, you have 5 points. And Chris, you have 4 points. Okay, Chris, don't worry, you'll catch up. Don't worry, Chris, you'll get this next round. All right, good work to Jen. Round three, we're getting a little harder here.
Yeah, there's something wrong with a girl. I don't know how much harder this game.
You know what's wrong with this? The wrong thing is the fact that I don't own a DS, have never played a DS game, and I have never watched a porno.
Wow, I feel really pathetic now.
You guys need to step up here.
All right, come on, guys. Round three, Rackham.
How's it spelled?
R-A-C-K apostrophe E-M.
That means I'm going to say... Actually, can I get the language of origin, please?
English.
Could you use that in a sentence?
I'm going to rack them.
DS game.
Yeah, DS game.
I'll go with DS game.
It is a porno.
Yes!
Sorry, guys. Nobody got points on that one. Next one is Jake Power, Fireman.
Porno?
Yeah, porno.
Porno?
It is a DS game. Oh, come on, guys. No points in round three so far. The next title is The Great Gianna Sisters.
Gianna?
Yes, spelled G-I-A-N-N-A.
Porno.
Porno.
Porno?
DS game.
Oh,
oh come on, no one scored. Okay. Title number four. Well, this is going to be good for my math. I don't have to do anything. Kelly the Coed.
Porno. I'm sticking to my guns.
Yeah, this one's got to be a porno.
Porno.
Yes, it is porno. Thank Ooh, God.
The word co-ed Everyone came into scored. Play. It's got to okay. be a porno.
And now the final title of round three. I wonder if you guys are going to get this. Lovely Lisa.
DS game.
Porno.
DS game.
It is a DS game. Sorry, Chris.
I thought it'd be different variety.
And at the end of round three, Jen has 9 points. Dom, you have 7 points. And Chris, you have 5 points. There are only 5 more titles in this round, so it's still anyone's game, just based upon whether people get things or not. So round 4, title number 1 is Active Duty.
Active Duty. Porno.
Porno.
DS game?
It is a porno. Ooh.
Don't call it a comeback!
Hey, you guys still have a long ways to go.
Well, I have 1 point to go. Chris has a long way to go.
Iron Feather.
I'm going to say DS game on this one.
Porno.
I'll say DS game.
It is a DS game. Oh, Chris, I think you're out of the game now.
Yeah.
But let's just keep playing.
Chris is that third guy in Jeopardy. The one who's got like $100, but they let him play anyway.
Thanks.
Or maybe he's the one from Celebrity Jeopardy where he's at like negative 6,000, but they give him a few hundred bucks anyway just so he can play.
The third player. Title from this round is Warhead.
Porno.
Porno.
DS game.
It is a porno.
I've caught up, baby!
So now Dom has caught up. There's only 2 titles left. And I left this one in round 4 because I think it's going to be a pretty tricky one for you guys. I'm going to spell it after I say it, okay?
Okay.
Right.
Shach. S-C-H-A-C-H.
Hold on, let me get a coin.
Just pick.
I'm picking with a coin. Let me flip it.
Don't reach in your crotch.
I always reach in my crotch when I decide. All right. Heads is porno. Tails is DS game. It's tails. Porno.
Yeah, porno.
I'll go with porno.
It is a DS game.
Oh my goodness.
Ah, chess.
Yes, it's chess.
Wow. All
right, the final one, and this is actually going to determine our winner. Hopefully there is no tie. I don't have a tiebreaker. Anyways. Lola and Virginia.
Porno.
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 Why did you answer the same?
Yeah, why would you answer the same?
Hi, DS!
No, it's too late now.
It is you a DS game. And because I don't have a tiebreaker.
So you're just going to give it to Jen?
I'm just going
to
give it to Jen. Congratulations, Jen. Your first time on the show. You win Dom's nerd points, which mean nothing.
I win nerd points for a topic I know nothing about.
Hooray, I really don't 50, understand 50. How this has anything to do with nerd points. But anyways, thanks for playing, Chris. Better luck next time. We have some parting gifts.
Thanks.
And garbage bags. And respect.
Respect.
Don't worry. Just
hey,
go
that's
the...
a great party. Oh, whatever.
Chris, just go into the kitchen. We have some more booze there.
Thank you guys for playing. And I hope the game show has actually been fun for you guys. I can always come up with some more along the ways. I don't think they're going to be like this kind of game, but...
Well, I always used to play a game called Porn or Magical Girl Show, and people only had about a 50% success rate on that one, too.
But isn't it because half of them are porno?
Some of them are both.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, that's the third category of answer.
All right. Congratulations, Jen. And we're going to go into a little break, and when we come back, we're going to answer some of your reader feedback mail, so... Thanks for listening to the S Words Game Show, the very first one of all time.
All right.
Of all time?
And by of all time, you mean since January?
Go to a break.
He was just an ordinary rollerblader. But one day, when he stumbled on an underworld deal, he went in too deep.
And now, he can't stop. I put a bomb in your rollerblades, Jason Statham.
Save us!
I can't stop.
No, you didn't.
Oh my groin!
Coming soon, The Rollerblader.
This movie's not yet ready.
Yeah, we're going back to the S Words mailbag, and we got a lot of your mail, so why don't you just start off with the first one from Ronnie?
All right, Ronnie says, yeah, this was my first time listening to the S Words podcast. I first heard of it from Mega Tokyo. I haven't tried to listen it to, until now. Yeah, so it maybe isn't a good choice, but it was a thought. Whoops, sorry, I missed a line. I was just thinking as I entered the site, if it's all S Words, how about Smithsonian from the new Night at the Museum movie? Yeah, so maybe it isn't a good choice, but it was a thought. I was going to watch it tonight, and it's on my mind. So, well, what do you think, Smithsonian?
I would love to do one on the Smithsonian.
Except it would actually be about the Smithsonian and not about the Night.
Yeah, it would
Museum,
not be about
right?
the movies. I'm not gonna. Hey, Mike, what are you doing here? Are you coming in as into the mailbag?
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right, hello. We have Mike now with us.
Welcome back to Michael Lee from nowhere in particular, because we had an open seat and the mics are still on.
All right,
there are two open seats. So
please turn off the one that's not being used. Not that one. Very good. Don't turn off your own mic. All right. Thank you, Ronnie. And we will be going over the Smithsonian. I think it's actually something more culturally relevant. So I think it's a good thing that we stray away from movies and television.
I love the American History Museum at the Smithsonian.
You know what's funny about the Smithsonian is that the Air and Space Museum is, like, to me, one of the ones I really don't like that much.
Really?
I find it very boring.
That's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, to me, I'd be like, oh, I would think it would be my favorite, but not at all.
Because it's just
I love the American History Museum so much more.
What was the other one I like? Natural?
Natural History is good.
Oh, with dinosaurs!
Yes, with the dinosaurs!
Yeah!
But there's nothing that
and
beats
that
the American
museum in that big pool in front of the phallus.
The reflecting pool?
I like to
reflecting
call it the Forrest
Museum.
The Forrest Gump Memorial, right?
Oh, yes.
They created that for the movie, didn't they?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. All right, so Daniel writes in. He says, I was very pleased to hear you read my email a while back, and I'm glad that you will be able to use my suggestion. And I thought of another topic you might try. And, Mike, this is right up your alley. Oh, my God. Mike's doing the T-Rex right now. The topic is Say You.
Say Me.
I think this is going to be a very long topic if you do pick it.
Probably. I do enjoy following the voice actors.
We'd probably try and keep it to American voice actors for most of it just so that we could, you know.
No, just do whatever you want.
Sure, we could do whatever we wanted.
That's the point of the show. No restrictions except stay close to the mics.
Yeah. Right. And don't touch the table!
Hey, Amy, you want to turn on your mic?
How's it going?
Okay.
Hi,
I see we've got a full table again. I have no idea what's going on. Anyways, I think they're going to do one on Say You. I don't know if I'm going to be here for that. I don't really know that much about them. But Dom, you could probably talk about them for quite a while, right? Just on your own, alone, in front of the microphone.
Yeah, that would just be sad, though.
Those are good episodes. I like that we don't release them. I just listen to them when I'm alone.
You know, sometimes sitting here alone in the bathroom, I just start thinking about eagles.
And then you take your clothes off.
With eagles.
Very good. Okay, so he'd also like to point out a few facts about Ghost Rider from the 1990s. I think, Mike, this is right up your alley. For starters, his human host was named Danny Ketch.
Ketch, yes.
And his penance stare was not some sort of guilt ray, as the film might have you believe. While it did force the victim to experience all of their past sins, it put the receiving end of each encounter on them.
Wait, seriously? They used that in the movie?
Yeah, you've never seen them.
I have never seen
what movie?
I don't know of any Ghost Rider movie.
And thus they literally felt all the pain they had inflicted on anyone on themselves over and over again. He also says the podcast is great. Love hearing each discussion. Daniel from Omaha, Nebraska. So
put it on the pen
and stare.
Make you feel bad.
Make you feel bad, but make you feel bad too.
Well, you know, remember, it depends on the writer. Aquaman could do mind control, right?
Yeah, when Morrison writes him.
When Grant Morrison writes Aquaman, he can, like, control people's fish brains.
Yeah, there's a little bit in the brain that's left over from when all the humans were...
still, you know, fish.
Yeah, so he causes that
part
of the brain.
Are you serious?
Seize up. Grant Morrison writes this.
That is quite the roundabout way of giving him
Morrison
power.
Morrison overpowers everybody.
This is why Grant Morrison sent Batman into the past. Maybe.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Sure.
Spoiler! Oh, Batman's dead. Who cares? Let's go on to the next scene.
No, he's not.
Thank you, Daniel.
Batman is Dick Grayson.
Oh my God!
Spoiler.
Yeah, he did that before. Remember when you fought Killer Croc? That issue sucked. Let's get on with it.
All right, Mike. Let's bring us Robert. I think it's Robert.
Robert writes, "Hello, S Words podcasters. With the upcoming podcast for Star Wars, I was curious if you were going to include any discussions of the different parodies or homages that are out there." In other words, fanboys, baseballs, etc.
The answer is yes.
Yes.
By the way, if you all read this before the recording of the show, there's one parody I remember but I can't recall the name of. It featured a female lead with pink hair and, like Obi-Wan, a blue ghostly mentor helping her out. I think it was an independent short film.
It's called Pink Five or something like that.
Oh, okay.
You've seen it too.
I've heard of it. I think I've seen the first one.
I'm going to say multiple. DS game on that one.
I'm going to say porno.
I'm sorry, it was a porno.
Dang!
No, I'm kidding. No, we have seen it. Whoever came to me at WonderCon the year that we saw Steve Carell and Anne Hathaway for Get Smart, that panel, they played it beforehand. So I think, Dom, you've seen it. I don't know.
I think I saw a porn version of it.
I hope I'm right about this because I really don't want to be wrong about Star Wars. Anyways, yes, we answered your question.
So thank you, Robert.
All right. I love
Pink
Star
five,
Wars questions.
Huh?
More Star Wars questions, please.
Pink Five?
Pink
really?
Five.
It's a reference to Red Five being Luke, but... pink.
Oh, okay. I thought red five was the food coloring that would make your balls shrink.
That's yellow five.
Oh, yeah!
That's if you're piloting a Y-wing. Oh, wait,
right.
Those are gold. Never mind. Wait, who's reading this next one?
All right, the next one.
Holy crap, this one's huge.
That's what she said.
I've been waiting for that one.
Wow, this one actually
that
fits in my
said.
Hand. All right, so Gary writes, "Hi, S-Words. This is actually my favorite email from this week. Just listening to the Arnold Schwarzenegger episode. It's great to hear you guys
Gary, right?
back." And he's talking about how Conan the Original Series by Robert E. Howard has become one of the best-known fantasy literature characters. Now, my beef is that the Conan the Barbarian movie has almost nothing to do with the Conan stories by Howard. Thulsa Doom, played by James Earl Jones, a.k.a. the Snake Dude, were actually...
What do you mean, a.k.a. the Snake Dude?
Thulsa... I'm sorry, a.k.a. Snake Man, the one we talked about that changes weirdly.
Yes, I know, I'm just saying, it's like James Earl Jones, a.k.a. the Snake Dude. That's the worst way you can possibly introduce James Earl Jones.
A.k.a. Darth Vader as Snake Dude. Better?
David Maybe. Prowse?
Better or worse?
Go with one of his better roles.
Darth Vader?
Come on!
Darth Vader?
Like
Mufasa?
Yeah, exactly. Say it again.
Mufasa!
Thanks, Dom. Anyways, he was actually from, and him and his snake people were actually from another Howard series called Kull. Anyways, Conan's village was...
Kull the Conqueror.
Yes. Conan's village was never destroyed in the books, and he was never raised in slavery and the whole host of other changes. Anyways, my point is, please don't take the Schwarzenegger version of Conan as an accurate representation of the character he's very loosely based upon. Although my problem isn't with Arnie's depiction of Conan... inaccurate as it may be, I thought he did well enough in the film, given his relative inexperience at acting at the time. However, director and screenwriter John Milius, and don't forget that we also have to blame Oliver Stone. Oliver Stone was also a part of this project. And they seem to hate Robert E. Howard with a passion, sought to alienate any potential fans of the original series. For his transgressions, he must be punched in the soul.
My God, I feel like I'm sitting at a Conan table at a convention.
The soul is bolded. I like this email. What are you talking about? Punched
like
in the soul.
But it's just little nitpicky things.
I would just.
This
like
is
to
what
point
we
out.
Do all the time.
I know.
Just not with Conan.
That's true.
I would like to point out that Conan the Barbarian has like a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
It's ridiculously high.
Wow.
Lowered expectations.
Anyways, the Howard stories are some of the best fantasy stories I've read, and if you can ignore the seeming racism toward non-whites that's prevalent throughout the works, it's a pretty good story. So keep up the good work, and looking forward to more of the shows. They're my highlights of the week. That's Gary. Thank you, Gary. I laughed out loud when I read the email, and it's like, actually, punched him in the soul.
Here's the thing, Gary. If you can teach us how to punch people in the soul, then we'll do it to Oliver Stone and what was the screenwriter's name? John Milius.
Oh, John Milius.
Then we will go around and start punching other people in the soul.
I like that term. I want to use it more often.
That's what I'm saying. That's the main reason I'm cool with this email. But it still feels like you're at a convention where you're just like, well, you see, they did Luke Skywalker wrong in the novels because in Luke Skywalker, he's characterized improperly.
Shush before we punch you in the soul.
Don't impersonate me.
Don't make Kevin send out his midichlorians to go punch you
they
in the soul.
They go through the air, dude.
Midichlorians going through the air to choke me?
They're called the force of the vacuums.
All right, let's move on to the next mail.
All right, next mail. David says, great stuff so far. After listening to stuff number 12, I decided to go digging to see if I could find Dom's Jeopardy episode.
It's on YouTube.
It is on YouTube, and sure enough, you can find anything and everything archived on YouTube, and it was quite entertaining. Especially the little dance that he did upon receiving his well-deserved cash for Basic Instinct after the commercial break.
The little dance, by the way, took the place of what my first instinct, which was to go, suck it, Trebek! The day is mine!
I'm the cock of the walk.
That's not what your mother said last night.
I believe that is a picture of you defecating on my grave.
So he continues to say, I'm still catching up on the early days of the podcast, but everything I've heard so far has been fantastic. The atmosphere is great, and it feels like sitting around in somebody's living room and enjoying the conversation, which is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Keep up the great work, and he's looking forward to the next one.
All right.
Oh, from Albertville, Alabama. Sure, Alabama. Albert. I'm sure Albert will love visiting that place.
All right. Next
so
up.
We got an email from our buddy Londo.
Just heard
Londo Calrissian.
Londo Bell.
Malari. No. Londo Lakes. I mean Londo Lokes.
Londo Lokes.
Just Londo writes. Just heard you guys read my email and stuff number 14. I couldn't stop laughing with you struggling with my name. But I hate to break your heart to say none of the above.
No, Lando Calrissian.
Londo Bell.
You will always be Lando Calrissian to me. And the little guy that sits next to you goes, bee, bee, bee,
he says Londo is a gnome. Londo is a nickname combined from two anime characters, Gendo from Evangelion and Lon from Gurren Lagann.
Gurren Lagann?
Gurren Lagann. Black Lagoon, right? Also, thanks to you guys, I started using nerd points. It's a great way of stopping my friends from digging a hole too deep. Finally, I just wanted to throw out a suggestion of Sherlock Holmes, which we're doing this winter, right?
With the yes, movie? I think he's competing with Santa Claus during that week, but we'll figure out what to do.
Oh, I think I read that story where Sherlock Holmes wrestles Santa Claus and they fall off of a waterfall, right?
Yeah, the one by Rennie Harlan.
P.S. Since everybody seems to be doing it these days, this email is coming from Toledo, Ohio.
All right, Ohio. I know some people from Ohio.
Yeah, they're upstairs.
Yes. Very good.
Actually, one of them is in front of the TV, sorry.
All right. Well, Londo, I believe you will always be Londo Lokes to me. Anyways, Michael writes, hey, Mike, why don't you read this one? This is not you. Just letting you know.
Michael writes, hello, S-Words podcasters. So, I've been listening to some of the old podcasts. In the Sega podcast, I have to laugh when Dom talks about how he's forced to handicap himself while playing games, and I can relate. I've had to play Tetris with my feet for all the iterations, making the WiiWare one hard. The damn remote rolls around under me. Also, Dom, considering you lose those prized nerd points nearly every week, you can get back at Kevin whenever he loses track of the list number or messes up the Twitter or S-Words URL.
That actually is what I do.
Host it's points just, down.
I just don't take away his nerd points. I usually just punch him in the crotch.
Usually, I think you've gotten the list order wrong more than me.
No, we both do it, really.
I know you've done it twice in one episode.
I did it twice in one episode, but...
And I've never gotten the Twitter wrong. I just ask you to say it.
Finally,
yeah, that's right. I screw up a lot, though, too.
Yeah. It's just, not no like we're perfect. We
no
just,
one catches on.
It's just that we make fun of each other a lot. Surprise!
And if I screw up, I just edit it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally, about stuff 14, I love the Iron Giant, but I'm surprised no one pointed out that the Iron Giant is Gigantor. I don't remember where I heard it from, but I thought there was a bit of the Gigantor song in the movie, though it's been years since I've seen it. And while I don't mind, since your rules are pretty loose, I don't think that Data is a robot, rather he's an android.
So the Iron Giant was based on a children's book, wasn't it?
It's based on a book called The Iron Man, which eventually became an album from Pete Townsend.
And a popular comic book from Marvel.
Michael Kamen wrote the score for that. I've listened to the score several times. I don't think there's anything to do with Gigantor with that.
I mean, it would be pretty obvious, too, since the Gigantor theme is just bongos, isn't it?
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, yeah, I was listening to it just this past week. I was wondering if we should use the music. I was like, no, we're not gonna.
Yeah. That's because you hate music episodes.
No, I do the music every once in a while. Even during that last stuff segment, we had a break, and then I was like, I can't find music to go in here. So I just cut out the part where I said, we're taking a break, and we're back from our break.
All right, let's move on to the next email.
Thanks for the entertainment. Mike from Syracuse, New York.
Wait, what do you think Data is, then? Isn't an android a robot?
An android, and then again, so are the Star Wars droids. I mean, apostrophe droid. That's what it stands for. So
let's move on to the next one. Dionel.
Dionel writes, hey, S-Words, super geeks. Are we super geeks now?
No.
Right. No. Well, I kind of...
In Star Wars, Kevin, yes.
In porn, yes.
Not in all words that begin with the letter S.
We're S-geeks.
I just finished listening to Stuff and Suggestions number 14 with the top 5 robot lists. I just wanted to mention a few of my favorite robots that I'm surprised were not mentioned. The robot/spaceship Max from Flight of the Navigator. Thank you. I actually happen to like that one quite a bit.
Compliance.
And they're actually going to remake the movie.
Please,
I've never seen robot. Flight of the Navigator.
It's great. What? NASA. Evil NASA.
Everybody hates NASA, right?
I love NASA.
Compliance.
Keep going.
He also mentions Sunny from iRobot. And Tron Bond's Lego Man-looking henchmen from fighting games like Marvel vs.
Surfbot.
Capcom 2.
Woo, Kobun.
The best thing about Kobun is that you can pick up his head and put it on in Dead Rising, which makes the cutscenes awesome. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Doesn't it make the cutscenes great?
When there's no clipping, yes.
Yes, although sometimes the camera goes inside of his head.
All right, Dom, the second half is about you, so I think you should read it.
Oh, okay. And also, I think it's awesome that Dom wants to call the rings at his future wedding like G Gundam. However, I shudder to think of the girl who would allow him to. It would also be difficult to allow Dom to marry but not Spawn. I don't think anyone is willing to help enforce that. Thanks again for the laughs. It passes the time at work when the boss isn't around. Says DNL from Orlando, Florida. Yeah, it's one of those things that I keep talking about because it would be awesome, but, you know, it's never going to happen. Kind of like sex. Silence.
But I bought you all those balloons. All 144 for $3.
Ooh.
You have a pink one, a blue one, whatever tickles your fancy.
Oh, I thought it was bubblegum. Like Coneheads. Silence again!
This episode's very awkward. Let's go to the last email. I'll take care of this one because it was my screw up. Ethan writes, I believe we have a failure to communicate in Stuff and Scraps number 14. You read part of an email from me. However, you seem to have melded it with someone else from Houston. That is correct. I have just checked today. Ethan, you were melded with someone called Edward Evans.
Hot.
Too many E's. Too many E's, too little time to prep. I'm very sorry, Ethan. So all that stuff... For all you listeners, what we talked about from Ethan last week was really from a guy named Edward. And Ethan is not from Houston, but they do supercomputers, not space. Very, very big apologies to you, Ethan. I will watch out for all letters beyond the first one from now on. All right, so that pretty much wraps up this episode. Let's just do the shout-outs right now because I know which one I'm shouting out, and that's Up. I think you guys are shouting out.
Yes.
Yep.
Go see it. If you have no, you have no soul if you don't like Up.
Support Pixar.
They need support.
Go watch Up for yourself, because it is that good.
I will say Up is my favorite Pixar movie now.
Up is my favorite.
Man, that Pete Doctor guy is so awesome.
Yes,
I would like to marry that man.
He's so tall!
You'll have to fight me.
He drives his little smart car thing.
Oh, that's true.
Yep. You'd have to fight me for that boy.
We're giving each other the evil eye right now. I'm you staring him down.
Let's
I am
talk
staring
up
him
spoilers
down.
Now.
According to
spoiler
Die Hard,
ties. In up, they go up. In down, they go down.
In Cars, they are cars.
And in WALL-E, there's a robot named WALL-E.
And in Finding Nemo, they find Nemo!
Oh my god!
Dude,
it's
spoiler
seen... oh,
for a movie
on.
That's like over 5 years old.
Woo!
Oh no, okay. That wraps up this very, very brief episode of the Stuff segment. We have a barbecue to get to, so...
Meat!
Meat.
Meat!
Oh, meat! I thought you were saying mate, as in like... The two of us, like, me and Dom should mate. Like, mate, damn it.
Do it now.
I was
just like, I have no idea what you're referencing right now.
We can call that one Kevina and Dominique.
Kevin's a girl?
Hey, no spoilers. Anyways, you can find all of our previous episodes at www.s-words-podcast.com. You can also email us any suggestions or lists or whatever the hell else you want us to do during the Stuff segment, because, you know, we're getting bored of the list, so we just do whatever we want now.
Yeah.
So that is, that email address is feedback@s-words-podcast.com. There's also a Twitter account, and Dom, would you do the honors of saying the Twitter account? Because I don't know it too.
www.twitter.com/s_words.
And we're just going to pimp out the other Twitter accounts. My Twitter account is twitter.com/SuberUnker, SubeRunker. Anyone else want to pimp theirs? Or stay anonymous.
Anonymous.
Anonymous
it is.
You can
visit my blog where I bake lots of good stuff.
Yes.
ButteredBlasphemy.wordpress.com.
You can find the link on our website.
Which and is misspelled, by the way.
Yes, it's actually been corrected.
Yes.
Someone emailed
Thank
me
you.
About the misspelling. Was it you? Because I was like, Amy's never told me it's misspelled. So
I think I saw it and I decided that it wasn't worth it.
Okay, very good. So I've actually fixed that this past week. So let's go to our... go basically to the sign off. Anyone have any shout outs or quotes?
What is this? The radio station? Shout outs. I want to say hi to my homies in LA. just want to say word up, guys.
Mike's just silent, so we're done.
Okay. What a great ending, guys.
I love you temporarily.
I love you, Goemon Robot. All right. See you guys later.
Point.
I just touched the table, damn it.
Never touch the table!
Is that your quote sign off?